Welcome to St. James Bible Bites. This podcast was recorded at our online reflective prayer, which takes place each Monday and Wednesday at 9:15. The full recording can be found on our Facebook page. Today, our reflection is from our curate, the Reverend David Wilkie, entitled Brothers and Sisters.
We're going to have Genesis 44, 18 to the end.
Then Judah stepped up to him and said, "Oh, my Lord, let your servant please speak a word in my Lord's ear. And do not be angry with your servant, for you are like Pharaoh himself." My Lord asked his servant, saying, "Have you a father or a brother?" And we said to my Lord, "We have a father, an old man, and a young brother, the child of his old age. His brother is dead. He alone is left of his mother's children, and his father loves him." Then you said to your servants, "Bring him down to me so that I may set my eyes on him." We said to my Lord, "The boy cannot leave his father, for if he should leave his father would die." Then you said to your servants, "Unless your youngest brother comes down with you, you shall see my face no more." When we went back to your servant, my father, we told him the words of my Lord. And when our father said, "Go again, buy us a little food," we said, "We cannot go down. Only if our youngest brother goes with us will we go down. For we cannot see the man's face unless our youngest brother is with us." Then your servant, my father, said to us, "You know that my wife bore me two sons. One left me. And I said, 'Surely he has been torn to pieces, and I've never seen him since. If you take this one also from me and harm comes to him, you will bring down my grey hairs in sorrow to Sheol.' Now, therefore, when I come to your servant, my father, and the boy is not with us, then, as his life is bound up in the boy's life, when he sees that the boy is not with us, he will die. And your servants will bring down the grey hairs of your servant, our father, with sorrow to Sheol. For your servant became surety for the boy to my father, saying, 'If I do not bring him back to you, then I will bear the blame in the sight of my father all my life. Now, therefore, please let your servant remain as a slave to my Lord in the place of the boy, and let the boy go back with his brothers. For how can I go back to my father if the boy is not with me? I fear to see the suffering that would come upon my father.'"
And we're now going to have Hebrews 2, 10 to the end.
"It was fitting that God, for whom and through whom all things exist, bringing many children to glory, should make the pioneer of their salvation perfect through sufferings. For the one who sanctifies and those who are sanctified all have one Father. For this reason, Jesus is not ashamed to call them brothers and sisters, saying, 'I will proclaim your name to my brothers and sisters. In the midst of the congregation, I will praise you.' And again, 'I will put my trust in him.' And again, 'Here I am, and the children whom God has given me.' Since, therefore, the children share flesh and blood, he himself likewise shared the same things, so that through death he might destroy the one who has the power of death, that is, the devil, and free those who all their lives were held in slavery by the fear of death. For it is clear that he did not come to help angels, but the descendants of Abraham. Therefore, he had to become like his brothers and sisters in every aspect, so that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in the service of God to make a sacrifice of atonement for the sins of the people, because he himself was tested by what he suffered. He is able to help those who are being tested." This is the word of the Lord.
So this morning, the theme of brothers and sisters jumped out to me. So we have the story of Joseph, So this is Judah, one of Joseph's brothers, appearing in front of Joseph. And Joseph has just tricked them into bringing the younger brother to him, Benjamin, and then hiding a cup in the grain and then catching them in the act of leaving with one of the silver cups in Benjamin's one. He's like, well, they all say, well, he's like, I'm not going to throw you all into prison. I'm just going to throw the one whose cup was in the sack and of the grain. And they're like, but that's Benjamin. That's his youngest brother. And that's the one that Jacob said, if you take this younger brother to Egypt and he doesn't come back, I will die. I'll die with my in grief, because he's already lost Joseph and now he's going to lose Benjamin. And so this was, it's a bit of a cruel test that Joseph does. But I wonder actually, like, when we think of brothers and sisters, it would be nice if we all just got on all the time, wouldn't it? It would be lovely if, as humans, we could just get on all the time. But we don't. We fall out. Things happen. Words are said or different viewpoints are shared and they fall out. And this is quite a falling out that's happened here. The brothers were going to kill Joseph. Then they threw him down a pit and then they sold him into slavery. And now Joseph has been through it. He's been accused by Potiphar. He's been thrown in prison. So yeah, there's just all this stuff that's happened to Joseph. And he could easily at this point, because he, like they say, you are like Pharaoh. Now, on a whim, he could just put them all to death, do whatever he wants, send them back empty-handed so that they starve. You know, he has such power to do what he wants. Instead, he kind of plays this game, and I think Joseph journeys through this game of finding out where they're at and have the brothers truly grieved, have they realized what they've done was wrong. And it comes to this point where Jacob says, please let your servant remain, please let me remain as a slave to my lord in place of the boy, in place of Benjamin. He was willing to give his own life for Benjamin's. And it's this point, the following verse is Joseph then just breaks. He just changes. He's like, it's me. And they're like, what? It's me, Joseph. They're like, what? And it is a bit of to and fro. And it's that point, that point of self-sacrifice where Joseph can forgive them, where he's able to go, oh, you've changed. You're not willing to throw him into slavery like you did me. You're not willing to just, you know, put him into Egypt with and go back home. You're willing to sacrifice yourself for him. And at that point, I felt like, you know, Joseph could then forgive. He could do something. And one of the keys to unlocking the Old Testament, when we look back at it, is to look back through the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus. Because on Emmaus Road, after Jesus dies, he appears to two disciples and he walks with them. And he walks with them for a while and he says, oh, what are you discussing? And they're like, do you not know about this guy called Jesus? He's like, ah. And then he talks about the Bible. Now, his Bible is the Torah. It's the first few books of the Old Testament. And he just leads them through scripture. And he opens it up to them. And he shows them how much of it reflects Jesus' life, his ministry, and what was to come. And they said, didn't we feel our hearts burn inside of us when they realized it was actually Jesus later on at the house when he broke bread and then vanished? And it's a crazy story, but an awesome one. Because at that point, Jesus is saying the key to understanding the Old Testament is to look for Jesus in it. And I just feel like we do that here in Hebrews. It starts here with, I will proclaim your name to my brothers and sisters in the midst of the congregation. I will praise you. That comes from Psalm 22. Now, Psalm 22, if you look at the first 21 verses, all about like, woe is me and the torment that I faced. Why have you forsaken me? It's the famous line from Psalm 22 when Jesus hangs on the cross. The whole bit of the psalm is all about that. You know, what's happened? Why? And Joseph could well be in that space for a long time. He's like, what have you done, God? Why am I enslaved? Why have I been accused of these things? Why am I in prison? All these things. Like, why have I have COVID? Why is this world at war? All these things, like all this torment and stuff. But then we reach this key point in Psalm 22, which is a turning point. I will proclaim your name to my brothers and sisters in the midst of the congregation. I will praise you. And that's like this change, this flip, where actually we can still praise God. We can forgive our brothers and sisters. We can look at the world differently. And the world is hard right now. It's difficult. There's a lot of torment. There's a lot of suffering all over the world. There's a lot of anxiety. And yet we're asked to come before God, pray for our brothers and sisters, forgive them. I will put my trust in God, not in the world. So that is what I feel like we need to do this morning, is when we look back at the Old Testament and we see Joseph forgiving his brothers for what he did. And then we look at Jesus and what he did on the cross, forgiving us, even though what we did. And that was Israel, it was the chosen people that put him on the cross. I will proclaim your name to my brothers and sisters in the midst of the congregation. I will praise you. It's such a like bold statement. So let's pray this morning. And we've already done some Thanksgiving prayer, which is a great reframing. It's a great thing to do. If you feel a bit rubbish, just think of things that you can be thankful for, or get someone to talk to ask, you know, what are you thankful for? Allow them to open our minds, our eyes to things that are actually going on in the world that we could be thankful for. So God, this morning, I thank you for our immediate brothers and sisters in our family. I spoke about quarrels and things that can happen. And Lord, I pray for broken relationships, that they may be mended. Lord, I pray for forgiveness, for an open-heartedness, especially as we come to this time of such war in the world. Lord, may we be an example and hold out our arms to those of our immediate family. But Lord, would you guide us in that? Help us to be wise. And God, our brothers and sisters, yeah, you said in the Gospels, Jesus, that who are my brothers and sisters? These are them, as you looked around in the room. And Lord, we do that again this morning. Our brothers and sisters are those across the whole world, not just those that look like us or the same color skin or the same lineage or whatever. They're our brothers and sisters are all of humanity now. And God, I thank you for that. There's no longer Jew or Gentile, male or female, slave or free. We are all one people. And God, would you help us to understand what that means in our daily walk with you, but also how we look at the world. And God, I pray that Russia and Ukraine, they are like brothers and sisters. They speak the same language. The Ukrainians speak Russian. They are close neighbors. Their histories are so tied up together, and yet they are at war. And Lord, I pray that for Putin in his palace, in the Kremlin, that he might be like Joseph. He might be like Pharaoh. There might be a point where his heart is against them. He's seeing the conquering of Ukraine as his own, a task that needs to be done. Lord, I pray that the heart would just change like it did with Joseph, that something would just speak into it and would just break him. And he would say, oh, what have I done? And change. And Lord, I thank you that you are able to work through Joseph to keep your chosen people alive through the famine. And Lord, I thank you for Jesus and how he was able to do that on the cross. So God, I pray that your angels, your Holy Spirit would just speak into Putin and the Russian people's lives right now. Lord, we thank you for those that are protesting, that are standing up, they're risking their, risking imprisonment. Thank you for that lady that stood up on Russian TV, the editor of the main news channel, and held that banner up over the presenter. God, there's so many things that are just like bright lights shining throughout Ukraine and Russia and other countries. Lord, I pray that you would just keep on doing your work, God. Help your kingdom to come in those places that need it most. Amen.
For more Bible Bite podcasts, simply visit our website, www.stjamestaunton.co.uk, and click on resources. Thank you for listening, and may God be with you today.